Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Redmen Bite-Size. Bite-Size, look at all the big news stories around Liverpool Football Club on today, Wednesday, January the 3rd. Happy New Year to all of you, of course, wherever you're listening from. We've got a bunch of things to get through. David Ornstein has been shooting down a resurgent Liverpool transfer link. A homegrown footballer has been linked with a Liverpool title rival. There is the latest on three former summer transfer targets for the Reds. And we're going to have a little chat around the future of Fabio Carvalho as he returns from his loan spell at RB Leipzig. So let's kick things off. David Ornstein of The Athletic, speaking to Real Ferdinand's Five podcast, said about Kylian Mbappe. What Kylian Mbappe earns possibly can only really be paid at PSG, possibly Real Madrid. We see Liverpool link with him. I don't know the credibility of those suggestions. If this guy's available, everyone's going to have an interest in him. But again, it doesn't translate into a signing. PSG are really relaxed about that situation from what I know. If he wants to continue with them and he wants to re-sign, then they'll do it gladly. So yeah, it should come as no shock to anyone that Kylian Mbappe, despite persistent transfer rumours linking him to Liverpool, is probably... it's the realms of dreams and fantasies that we'll see him as a Liverpool player, and very little more than that, to be perfectly honest. And ultimately, a lot of this just boils down to, as has kind of been said there by David Ornstein, just earns too much money. You know, he earns more money than Liverpool's top earner, and that's Mohamed Salah. And as much as he is an absolutely terrific footballer, there are just some clubs that are set up to do that. And as mentioned, you know, you're talking about Paris Saint-Germain, and the fact that he even says possibly Real Madrid, possibly not even like with absolute certainty. You're talking about these clubs that don't have to worry so much about financial restrictions, and that's why PSG were able to get him, why they were able to have Messi, you know, and you know, all kinds of sort of ridiculously overpaid superstars. Yes, I'm talking about Neymar. So yeah, I wouldn't put too much stock in that one, despite the fact that it will continue to rear its head because it drives clicks. It drives interest, and it just makes it keeps the conversation ticking along from Messi's perspective, from Mbappe's perspective, because he's obviously not totally enamoured with his time at PSG. He really could do with another football club stepping up to the plate and boxing a transfer off for him. And that club's only really likely to be Real Madrid, and it feels a bit of like agent work to try and get some other club interested. It's kind of wild that Man City haven't been more linked, if I'm being honest, because obviously people know they could financially make that happen if they wanted to. Can you imagine? Obviously Erling Haaland and Kylian Mbappe. It actually doesn't bear thinking about, so let's not. Right, mad transfer link of the day, week, and possibly year comes from AFC Camden, or AFC Camden. It's a social media account on Twitter that's got a blue tick, so that means it's probably a person. he, she, they tweeted, "If all goes to plan this season, I think we'll try to sign Curtis Jones for that 8 role next season. Depends on how he progresses / game time he gets up there, but Mikel Defo wants him." Some interesting replies to this one from Super Eagle, who says, "I'm a massive fan of his, think he's a top talent, and Defo, the sort of profile I'm looking at, but what incentive do Liverpool / Klopp have to do business with us when we're competing for the same things?" To which AFC Camden responds, "Might be a Cole Palmer type situation, be in contact already, and Jones would love to move south. All depends on how much Klopp uses him. And then Rice, another blue tick, hand of Ozil, says Liverpool rejected a bid in the region of $40 million for him in the summer from an unnamed club. Things may have changed since then, but they were adamant to keep him. The Arsenal interest is legit. Fair play. Now, I feel from memory as though Aston Villa were one of the clubs who were actually really interested in, particularly under Steven Gerrard. So yeah, I don't know, I'm not going to speak to how legitimate this is, other than it sounds like absolute and total nonsense. But obviously some wonderful little just story elements dropped in there. The Cole Palmer thing is definitely food for thought of a footballer who might look elsewhere, and if the demand from another top Premier League club is there, then that could potentially turn his head. But, you know, as a Scouser through and through, and as much as I've heard rumours that he said he was an Arsenal fan, I feel pretty convinced that Curtis Jones is a Liverpool fan. Yeah, it feels a bit of a stretch to imagine that Liverpool would sell him to a rival. Seems highly unlikely. But also that Curtis Jones would rather play for Arsenal than Liverpool seems a bit wild, if I'm being perfectly honest. A player who will be at Liverpool soon, but perhaps not for long. Reece Williams has been recalled from his loan spell at Aberdeen. Liverpool have released this on their official website, saying the 22-year-old defender is now back at Liverpool following a stint with the Scottish Premiership outfit. Williams, who joined the Reds Academy setup at under-10 level, has made 19 appearances for Jurgen Klopp's side to date and also spent time on loan at Kidderminster Harriers, Swansea City and Blackpool. Yeah, it really just hasn't worked out for him at all. And I took a little look earlier on at how it's gone for him at Aberdeen, and the short answer is not very well at all. Just one appearance for them, one full and complete 90 minutes in the Challenge Cup, which I asked on YouTube earlier on because I'm not familiar with it as a competition, but it effectively amounts to Scotland's EFL trophy. So not the Scottish League Cup or the Scottish FA Cup, the third tier domestic trophy, which, you know, Liverpool's under 21 sides participate in the English equivalent of this. And he'd have played more games if he'd stayed and just played in that side for Liverpool, let alone for the under 21s in general. So yeah, peculiar one really. Was on the bench for all of Aberdeen's Europa Conference League games. Was on the bench for the second of their Europa League qualifying games before that. And then literally not featured in a single match day squad in the Scottish Premiership this season. So Liverpool, understandably, looking to bring him back in because there's clearly a footballer there. I think it's going to be interesting to determine what his level is. We should have an okay loan spell with Blackpool, a less than thrilling one at Swansea prior to that. But of course, every Liverpool fan will remember him fondly from his time deputising at centre-half alongside Nat Phillips in the COVID season. So clearly a good defender in there. But can Liverpool find him that loan to allow him to flourish and really kick on his career is an interesting one. You know, that's going to be the challenge for Liverpool's loan team throughout January, it appears.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Moving things forward then, Ben Jacobs, who is a sports broadcaster and Leicester City fan, good on him, says via Twitter, understand Liverpool are not actively pursuing Fluminense's André despite considering him in the past. He's not on their list. Same for João Palhinha and Piero Hincapié. So the André one's interesting because there was very, very strong links to him over the summer, and so strong with those persistent rumours. The biggest one that was that continued into the season was that a deal couldn't really be struck in the summer because of his involvement in Fluminense's run into their season and the Copa Libertadores, which of course in turn then led into the Club World Cup. But it felt as though Liverpool wanted to get that deal done in January. It was very possible. However, the recent form of Wataru Endo, I think, has really kind of, I don't know, maybe allayed some fears or cooled Liverpool's interest in general. But it makes you wonder, is André the target? Is he the number one target? And Liverpool had their pick, you know, and all the time in the world to go and get the deal right for the defensive midfielder that they truly think will fit their system and improve their team. Is that André? And if Liverpool are moving away from that, then that would suggest that the answer to that question is no. But also, obviously, I'll mention there for João Palhinha from Fulham, another guy, 28 at the moment, turns 29 in the summer. You know, there's been mega money talked for him. There's such an inflated market for defensive midfielders over the last 12 months. You know, if you were talking in excess of £50 million for a guy who's basically in the sort of a year, 18 months younger than Fabinho, it doesn't feel like something that Liverpool would go for. Again, feels like a short-term stopgap. Liverpool don't need a short-term stopgap. They own Wataru Endo, they've got Alexis McAllister, and then hopefully by the end of the season, Stefan Bocetic, and maybe a little last hurrah for Thiago means that they're fine. Liverpool need to go and buy the one, the guy. And I mentioned there Piero Hincapié. In a world where Xabi Alonso isn't the best manager in the world, and Leverkusen not having a great season, perhaps he would be more available. But he's another one who's going to cost the absolute earth. Does fit the profile of what Liverpool are looking for, but wouldn't be a possibility in January. So interesting to see whether he stays on the list or he's just been removed permanently from that. Time will tell on that one. Okay, the big one really, and obviously this has been rumbling on for a day or two, Fabio Carvalho recalled from his loan at RB Leipzig, hasn't had the best time there. And just to kind of revisit his numbers, he's played just 360 minutes of football in his time at Leipzig so far this season. Really, really like sort of spotty level of performance. The fact that the most minutes he's played in the Bundesliga in any single game was left wing against Borussia Mönchengladbach, and that was all the way back in September. 70 minutes in a 1-0 win against Borussia Mönchengladbach. And then basically you're talking a bunch of cameo appearances. He'd had done 26 minutes off the bench against Augsburg the game before, 20 minutes against Cologne a few weeks later. But between then, it's 6 minutes here, 4 minutes there, 7 minutes, just like real see out the game kind of substitutions, which if he was a young player at Liverpool, a player that you were trying to blood in, you know, they're fine. That's what Liverpool have been doing with a Ben Doak. That's how you start a blood footballer in. But it's a footballer on loan, it's Liverpool's player. They've sent him out on loan to make sure that he gets game time so he can get more minutes on the pitch elsewhere than he's getting at Liverpool. That's the purpose of the loan system, and it just simply hasn't worked out for him, which is a real shame because there's quite clearly there is a footballer there in Fabio Carvalho, but for whatever reason, he just hasn't worked for him at Liverpool, and now is another football club in loan. Leipzig seemed a good level loan for him, particularly because he'd been linked with, you know, championship moves and what have you. One thing I think is actually just to kind of put that in context, for no reason other than I find it quite interesting, that 360 minutes that he's played so far this season, the only players at Liverpool who've played for Liverpool but played less minutes are Ben Doak, Luke Chambers, Connor Bradley, Kate Gordon, Stefan Bocetic, Callum Scanlon and James McConnell. Andy Robertson, who obviously has done his shoulder and has played twice as many minutes as a fully fit Fabio Carvalho. So yeah, not worked for him, and some smart work needs to be done to make sure that happens, and he gets more and better moving forward. Rudy Galletti, journalist, has tweeted about this. He is a journalist, TV opinionist for at TV Dello Sport, AC Milan, transfers expert, Sky Sports, and Tribal Football, apparently. Says Liverpool will let Fabio Carvalho go on loan also in the second part of the season after his return from Leipzig. Some English clubs, Everton, Wolves and Leicester, among others, asked info about him. Together with LFC, he will take a decision soon. Yeah, I mean, obviously they've got a number of players that have returned. Owen Beck's obviously come back as well from a, what looks like a very, very successful loan spell at Dundee to provide a little bit of cover at left back with Tsimikas and Robertson out injured. Carvalho could, as a, you know, he's been a senior Liverpool player, he's been in first team squad for Liverpool last year, he could conceivably come in and do a similar thing with Mohamed Salah out, just provide a little bit of extra cover in the front three and midfield to get us through January. But all of the rumours and the media talk seems to lean towards this idea that Liverpool are just going to go and put him straight back out on loan. The Everton thing feels like a non-starter, but you've got Wolves and Leicester. Interesting moves in sort of different scenarios. Wolves very mid-table, but actually having a real resurgence under Gary O'Neill at the moment. And Leicester absolutely flying towards promotion at top of the Championship. It would be interesting to see what the other clubs are. There's also been rumours of a return to Fulham as well. I think that would be a good fit, but psychologically, what does that do for him? You know, that would be something that would have to be weighed up in conversation. Anyway, there'll be more to come on that, certainly. You know, whether he does stay at Liverpool or whether he gets a loan move, we'll have it covered one way or the other, and all Liverpool transfer news as well. And because we're in such great festive spirits with Liverpool top of the league, we've decided to give an entire free month of Redmen Plus away for you. So if you want more Liverpool podcasts in your life, and videos and documentaries and features centering around transfers or beyond, head to redmenplus.com, use the code Klopp and get a free month of Redmen Plus. Yeah, you're going to get the whole January transfer window. You're going to get the semi-finals of the League Cup, of course, and potentially definitely a third round and maybe even a fourth round FA Cup reaction as well. And our two-part 50 Greatest Liverpool Signing Special is out now. So yeah, fill your boots on all that completely free for a month. Just go there, sign up, use the code Klopp, K-O. No, that's not how you spell Klopp, K-L-O-P-P. Dear Lord, thank you so much for joining me on Red Men Bite Size today. Have a wonderful day, and hopefully your spelling is better than mine.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.